The North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A mass shooting along Interstate 75 in rural Kentucky Saturday evening, leading to a manhunt this morning. Multiple people shot, the highway closed. Authorities identifying a person of interest, saying they believe he's armed and dangerous. London, Kentucky Mayor Randall Weddle telling people who live in the area,
if you're home, keep your doors locked. I'm not asking anybody to panic. There is no immediate danger here in the city. But again, while these guys or this person is on the loose, we are asking everybody to be safe.
Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz preparing for a fast-paced tour through battleground states after Tuesday's debate on ABC. Over 4 days, the tour will hit every media market in key states. And ahead of the debate, Donald Trump lowering expectations, saying he won't get treated fairly. Former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney this weekend writing that it is Trump who is the threat to our republic, adding he plans to vote for Harris. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The health risks of raw milk are well known. Still, people in rural Wisconsin are more likely to prefer unpasteurized dairy products. More from Mike Mohn.
Supporters of raw milk say it is a much better flavor than pasteurized milk. Public health officials say the untreated product has been linked to illness outbreaks over the years. A public opinion survey led by the University of Pennsylvania Sean Patterson shows differing views when factoring in geographical settings about whether it's okay to consume raw milk.
People living in rural areas thought that raw milk was safer overall than people living in the suburbs or in urban environments.
Only a third of rural respondents thought raw milk was less safe to drink versus about half of urban respondents. Meanwhile, an outbreak of bird flu in dairy cattle is highlighting the issue. Infected cows can shed the virus into their milk, sparking fear of transmission to humans. Patterson notes that mainstream scientists have found no evidence that pasteurization alters the nutritional value of milk, but myths persist that it does.
Pasteurization doesn't change the nutritional value of milk. It doesn't significantly change the taste of milk, and so the risks really don't outweigh any of the benefits.
Patterson says there has been an uptick in demand for unpasteurized milk in recent years. He says social media could be one reason, and that future research would test that hypothesis. The Food and Drug Administration prohibits the interstate sale of unpasteurized milk. States make their own rules for milk that doesn't cross state lines. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting by Tim Merrima for the Daily Yonder.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Jordan Love will miss the next few weeks. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Near the end of the Packers' loss on Friday to the Philadelphia Eagles, Green Bay's quarterback suffered a leg injury. Today, it was revealed that Love suffered a sprained MCL. It's expected that Love will miss 3 to 6 weeks. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Friday night he didn't know the extent of the injury, but said the Packers have work to do.
Just watching the tape, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Philly. I mean, they battled and they played their game, but I think there was a lot of opportunities that we didn't capitalize on, and when you don't do that, you get beat.
The Packers will take on the Indianapolis Colts a week from today. Wisconsin football used two early scores to get ahead by 14 points at the break and held on for a 27-13 victory over South Dakota yesterday. The Badgers play Alabama this Saturday. After losing four of their last five games, the Brewers took down the Rockies 5-2 on Saturday. The same two teams play again today to wrap up a three-game series. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any clouds will give way to plentiful sunshine, gusty southwest winds to 20 miles per hour, and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, clear to mostly clear skies with lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine for your Monday with our highs in the upper 70s. It's 39 at our studios.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners. 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 Awareness partners.
Michael Bublé.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. Never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my
Bill Ross arranged that for Michael Bublé. Couple of losses this week in the music world. Sergio Mendez died of long COVID, I hear. And James Dearon always. Turns out that the term, which is really two words to begin with, it comes from England in the 13th century. Wow. That's called etymology, I guess, when you study word origins. If you tuned in late, we are doing a little bit on always, as opposed to last week's never. So many more never songs than always songs. Always, at all times, all the time, since the beginning, throughout all time. And I know you might be saying, yeah, right. That can be an expression of anger. Like, somebody's always telling you to tidy your room. Always. Now, you get it. This is John Williams from Stanley and Iris. I found this yesterday, this CD. I only bought it, never heard of the movie, because John Williams' name was on it. John Williams, actually a great jazz composer, known throughout the 50s as Johnny B. Williams. Made his mark with Star Wars, 1977. Music of the Stars. Turns out Stanley and Iris on MGM was issued in 1990. Not familiar with that. The Music of the Stars from WRJN and on the Civic Media Radio Network. Perry Como.
At the end of the rainbow, there's happiness. And to find it, how often I've tried. But my life is a race, just a wild goose chase. And my dreams have all been denied. Why have I always been a failure? What can the reason be? I wonder if the world's to blame. I wonder if it could be me. I'm always chasing watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all of my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a game. Believe me. was chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in vain.
Classical music swung. Perry Como. They did a lot back during the recording union strike. The music of the stars. Harry Carroll and Joe McCarthy. No, not that Joe McCarthy. But the lyrics. Oh, I mentioned Stanley and Lisa. Stanley and Iris, I mean. See, I never heard of the picture. I bet it's good. Who's in it anyway? Let's see. Can't tell. I'll check it out. John Williams produced his own album. Oh, here it is. Robert De Niro and Jane Fonda. Have you heard of him? The word always. Stanley and Iris. Oh, yes, I was telling you there was a big flea market in Racine County's fairgrounds yesterday, and it goes on today in Union Grove, Wisconsin. With the Southeast Wisconsin Antique Power Club. It's this week every year. And I found the CD there, and I thought, oh, John Williams. Yeah. It goes on today, too, by the way. Let's see, an advance notice. There's football today. Green Bay Packers play today, Sunday, against the Baltimore Colts. The pregame starts at 10 o'clock Central this morning, but on most of these stations, on the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars continues. The actual game begins at 12 noon Central Daylight Time. The games are sponsored by the Lanes on 20, perfect place to bowl, dine, unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. The Corner House on the Lake, nationally famed for prime rib. And Main Street Bakery in Racine, where every creation is crafted and with care. The music of the stars. It's our torch hour. Torch is burning.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night,
It's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty words you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty words you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most. Most of all, it's because I love you most of all.
The music of the stars. Doris Day. Who doesn't like Doris Day's music? And Les Brown and the Band of Renown. Well, here. It's an anniversary to the King of Siam. Yeah, that was written in Kenosha County and became the King and I. I'll tell you more about that. It's an anniversary. Margaret Landon wrote that. A couple of ladies wrote this. Marjorie Getchius, Edna Osser. 1945.
Starry skies. the memory clings anew. My darling, you're so very much a part of me. I close my eyes and feel you in the heart of me. Honestly, there is no night can't hide you from my sight. In dreams you see, I'll always be with you.
Whenever it's early twilight, I watch till a star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see, it's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do, funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you stolen by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me, dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
Cy Oliver, originally with Tommy. Real early, Dean Martin. Etymology, the word always. 1950.
Day after day, I'll always love you. Live just the same, I'll always love you. Dear one, your nearness is my treasure. Dear one, your kiss is rich as wine, and it's mine, yes, it's mine, the wonder of you. Yours, love is yours, because I love you. To you I give my heart, so madly, madly beating, with every beat repeating, I'll always love you so.
it's mine, the wonder of you. Yours, love is yours, because I love you. To you I give my heart, so madly, madly beating, with every beat repeating, I'll always love you so.
Paul Weston and the Orchestra, Jay Livingston, Ray Evans, a lesser known tune, The Music of the Stars from WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember Paul Potts? I hate to say, do you remember? He's still around. But I remember when he was on, well, America's Got Talent, was that? What's that TV
by
show?
Day, I tell my mobile phones, my dream is to spend my life doing what I feel that I was born to do.
Paul, what are you here for today, Paul?
To sing opera. I've always wanted to sing as a career. Confidence has always been sort of like a difficult thing for me. I've always found it a little bit difficult to be completely confident in myself.
Even when nobody else believes.
Ready when you are.
Paul Potts on the microphone, his first time ever. A Star is Born. Once again. Cada instante viajé.
en dudé cuanto mejor me divertía. Quizás yo desprecié aquello que no comprendía. Pues sé que firme fui y que afronté ser como era. Y así lo reseguí.
Paul Potts, huh? A mi manera. No, that's Spanish. The music of the stars. Who'd we lose this week? James Darren. And Sergio Mendez. Sergio died of long COVID. Something we have to check out on that. The music of the stars on WRGN and the Civic Media Radio Network. Music of the Stars. Sergio Mendez passed on. I've got some material from Sergio.
Vem pagar lenha, rojão. Traz a lenha pro fogão. Vem fazer armação.
Brasileiro.
Dia de sol. Alegria de coió é curtir o verão.
Vem, vaga lenha, rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer a maçã. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió é curtir o verão. Meu dever de verão. Vem, vaga lenha,
Sergio Mendes, Brazil, 66. Be proud that his music is alive and being enjoyed by everybody. The McGuire Sisters, one of the torch songs with the word always in it. Here they are on TV, 1959. Here's a sad one indeed. Aaron Lubov, the music of the stars. Stand by.
I'll be loving you always with the love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.